A deal has been negotiated where investors duped in a nearly $50 million Ponzi scheme will get the majority of their money back. Richard Siski, who lived a lavish lifestyle in Charlotte, ran the Ponzi scheme. In February, $15 million was distributed to investors. The latest proposed settlement comes 2 years after Siski committed suicide when he discovered he was being investigated by the FBI. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
After months of negotiations, victims of the Ponzi scheme could receive 90% of the money they invested with Siski. That's if the deal is approved by the Western District U.S. Bankruptcy Court, according to Charles Manette. He represents about a dozen investors who lost money in Siski's fraudulent operation. Manette says the majority of the $41 million settlement, which includes the earlier $15 million payout, would come from life insurance policies paid to Siski's widow, Diane, and their daughter.
It is extremely rare for individual investors to get back the majority of their money. What has made this case different is the fact that there were the $49.5 million in life insurance proceeds available. It made a huge difference.
Initially, Manette says Diane Siski pledged to pay a much smaller amount of that insurance money to investors, but it was far short of the nearly $48 million they were demanding, and numerous lawsuits were filed. Manette says in the negotiations, a major sticking point was the insurance policy's premiums.
If the life insurance premiums were paid using stolen money, then that money was subject to recovery by the trustee. So one of the big fights in the case has been, what was the source of payment for those life insurance premiums? Because Mr. Siski did have some legitimate income during this time.
While he operated the Ponzi scheme, Siski and his family lived in a South Park mansion. Federal investigators say he used investors' money to travel, gamble, and to buy expensive cars and jewelry. The Siski estate went to auction last July, but Manette says even with the property losses and insurance payout, in his estimation, Diane Siski is still in the millionaire's club.
There are people who feel that Mrs. Siski shouldn't have been left with anything. But to achieve that result was going to require years of litigation. And there was always the possibility that in the end that litigation wouldn't be successful. The consensus was it was important to get money to the people who needed it now, because a lot of these investors are elderly people and they're in desperate need of their money.
If the settlement is approved and there are no appeals filed, Manette says victims of the Ponzi scheme could receive payouts this spring. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.